It's Thursday, the 19th of December, 10 a.m. I lay in bed till 9 this morning. Let Mary catch up on some more sleep. Certainly making a difference. Beginning to, and I use this word loosely, sing Christmas carols. So that's great. I'm not in my usual spot today. I'm hanging back in a corner because there's so many birds down at the feeders and on the ground. I mean, there's blue tits, great tits, and the flock. You can hear the wee flock of goldfinches. And so, it's very cold this morning. It's bright and sunny. With some cloud. Not a lot. But it's very, very cold. There's a wee colt that comes down to feed. I love those little things. They're like wee darts. I mean, they can really move. Appear from nowhere and disappear just as quickly. But it's very, very cold. I can feel it. Probably because I'm standing at a corner. I don't normally stand up, getting a full blast in the back of my neck. But when we awoke this morning at 9 o'clock, it wasn't an alarm and it wasn't for any other reason. It was because there was very unusual daylight coming in and our bedroom faces north. And I thought, that's a colour of sky that you get with snow or snow clouds. This was kept running through my mind. It was either snowing or it had been snowing. But it wasn't. It was just the coloration of the sky with the sun poking its head up early on. I think that's what makes a difference, because really we went to bed late last night, so we didn't get that much longer sleep. But because we lay to a period where it was daylight, I guess our body was just accepting the fact that, okay, you can get up now. You know, I often wonder about this clock thing. Should we, in that case, go to bed at midnight and sleep for the 8 hours we normally sleep for, and get up at 8 or 9 when it's daylight, have the same sleep, but waking up with the urge to get out of bed, as opposed to the opposite, at 7 o'clock. I'm trying to get my own head around what I just said there. But this is a very, very cold corner. I'm going to have to move so slowly just to get in. Yeah, that's better. My God. My neck was just absolutely seizing up. That's better. In below the shed. And strong winds again, of course. Well, they seem to have settled down for a wee bit, but apparently we're getting more, and there's snow on the way, but I'm not sure we'll get it yet. Give it all to the skiers on the high ground. Mrs. Blackbird's learned a wonderful trick to get to one of the suet feeders. Because I explained the other morning that they haven't got the knack of clinging on to it. So she's actually clings on to the small branch that it's hung from and swings down like a parrot. You know how a parrot swings around its perch. So she swings around and stabs her beak into it, stretching her neck as far as she can, and gets a bit, and then pulls herself back up again. It's quite funny. It's quite funny to watch, actually. Ever inventive. And those wee coconut feeders that I put up, the ones I bought pre-packed with suet and beasties. and all nice things for wee birds. They're they've been up for a few days, and now the wee birds have taken to them. Really, only the wee birds can land on them. Would you believe that Mrs. Blackbird is right at my toes? I'm not joking. She's just, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, it's great to be so accepted by the resident pair. It's not my garden, it's their garden. I'm this dirty great big intruder that comes out a big brown door in the mornings. Listen to those wee goldfinches chatter to each other. And Mr. Woodpecker, oh, I just spotted Mr. Woodpecker in the big beech tree, which is about 30, 40 metres away from here. And he's, see, I wouldn't have seen that if I stood where I normally stand. He's come over, right, oh my goodness. He swooped right over the garden, dipped down and then swooped right over the shed. I see, I'm seeing a different perspective now. And he was down in the suet. It was down the suet feeder. Just after 9 this morning. But that was wonderful to see him on the big beech tree hopping up the branches. Obviously he's been there for a wee bit. And hunting for beasties in the nooks and crannies and crevices. Feeling really good this morning again. I see it's just a wonderful run of goodness. Morning feelings. Sleeping well too, but I think I bounced a couple of times last night because I distinctly remember a heel hitting my leg with force. Or maybe I was snoring. Yeah, that was probably I was snoring. There's another half a dozen goldfinches arrived. It's quite a big, getting quite a size of flock now. And there's more and more. It's got to be about 25 in a tree now. Isn't that a lovely sound?